Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero now.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast, where we talk about our favorite CW show, Arrow, every week. We are on a special night on this Thursday, May the 1st, 2014, and we will be talking about last night's episode, which is titled The City of Blood. excellent title, City of Blood. That aired on April the 30th, 2014. Let me give you a quick synopsis of last night's episode if you are catching up. After Slade threatens to take everything Oliver loves away, Oliver decides the fastest way to stop further bloodshed is to surrender to his enemy. Knowing that surrender will surely lead to Oliver's death, Bigel and Felicity go into extreme measures to keep Oliver from confronting Slade. Meanwhile, Thea considers leaving town, and Laurel resumes her crusade against Sebastian Blood. Finally, Slade unleashes his assault on Sterling City. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, very epic episode, very epic. And I don't know why I just said dun, dun, dun when I could have just done this. I keep forgetting I have that. I'm sorry for you listeners out there that are getting kind of annoyed with that little dun-dun-dun. But it's cool. It's cool. I mean, we always have those moments as we watch our favorite episode. Just want to tell you now, if you're listening online, you can call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We have a caller. Let's go to the phone lines from area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Matt from Florida. Phew! I almost thought you weren't going to have one because I kept calling. It was playing that annoying music. And then I just called
I know,
back.
There was a little delay.
I thought we were going to have our pre-show, man. What'd you think?
Oh, I know.
Crazy.
I love those pre-shows. Those are cool, right?
I mean, the episode itself, from start to finish, it just shows you in the title what it's all about. For the Blood, Sebastian finding out Oliver is the Arrow. Laurel's kicking in. I mean, at the end there, Felicity getting a call from Star Labs, getting buried.
That was kind of cool.
I'm thinking the Flash is going to zoom in and take care of all those men for Oliver.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Because who else can be at one time in one place?
Because Laurel, I have a theory, though. Laurel's going to be the one who's going to die in the finale.
Oh, okay. So you're betting on Laurel, huh?
Because Slade says one more has to die. Because he knows how much he loves Laurel. And all the times on the island.
Yeah, and as we know, the scene opens with Myra's funeral. Queen is not there simultaneously when we see blood.
I was screaming.
You were?
Yeah, I go, where is Oliver? You see Felicity. You even see the crazy lady, Isabel.
Yeah, I still can't believe. I mean, if they bring her back, that's cool, but I still can't believe they killed her. I mean,
Moira, I know. Susanna Thompson did a great job as...
Very good job. Come on, Matt. Matt, on the phone, clap into your phone. Let's give her a round of applause.
Am I the only caller so far?
Let's see.
I also have a theory that with all those men at the train station with Malcolm come to get his daughter, he's going to come in the Dark Archer outfit and take out all those men and grab Sia, and it'll be like a Star Wars kind
now
of thing.
Now, here's a – wait. Malcolm was in at the funeral, was he?
Nope.
I'm sure he wasn't.
Nope.
No, but check this out. Do you now I'm sure he might have read it online or on the newspaper that Myra Queen is dead. Do you think he has any ulterior motives for Thea now that she can't hold a grudge on Myra?
Yeah, my mom and I were talking about that today because I have so much theories because we were watching the season one finale on DVD. By the way, great episode. Sacrifice.
Great episode, yes.
Great.
That was like
episode.
A movie.
Yeah.
They should do their finales like 2-hour long finales instead of just an hour.
I know, every time. Hey, Zeus, I totally see Malcolm using Thea. He's going to take her to where he, I don't know how to say that word, Manu Tabat or whatever he said he went through to meet Ra's al Ghul. But I have a feeling he's going to train her and use her against the arrow. Now, wouldn't that be crazy?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So,
it was so good, though. The ending, the
It was,
army,
yeah. I mean, from the very beginning to the end. I mean, it just keeps pushing. I love it how they don't do these filler episodes like how they did with Smallville.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like boom. Just
either.
Giving us more and more.
Getting us in those flashback scenes on the island when they were trying to jump out the submarine. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah,
and
the sub.
Like, yeah, that was pretty darn cool.
That was really cool. I'm like, what's the budget on this? Now they have a submarine?
I know, right, man? Oh, by the way, I watched Man of Steel once again tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
When was the last time I saw it? I think it was 3 days ago, last time
I saw it. I watched it twice in 2 days. I love that movie so much.
Yeah, my coworker came up to me and said, you really like Man of Steel? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that on Smallville Talk.
Cool.
All right, so tonight's episode,
right,
City of Blood. I mean, the title says it all, right, Matt?
God. Yes, even with Sebastian, he's finally there.
Yes.
Laurel and the computer guy at the CNRI are matching things that Slade, I mean, God, ordered, typed it before he became mayor.
Yes.
That he was going to kill her to get the mayor. Like, they didn't do that on Smallville with Jonathan Kent. Where
right.
He just died of a heart attack. But on Arrow, they just keep on getting us hooked. Even that scene in the restaurant with Oliver and Sebastian and says,
right.
You're not going to like tell him. Goes, it all makes sense now. And then that scene when it's all about war on the city. That was so freaking cool. I was shocked seeing Isabel in a Deathstroke suit. That
I love how he tells him, you are the man now. Get to work.
Yeah. And then when he was at that scene at the pier, when Oliver was getting ready to surrender to Slade, they shot a dart at him.
Oh, that was such a cool scene, especially the camera work on that. That was really cool.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, God, and then seeing as he wakes up, he sees Laurel at the Arrow base.
Oh.
So that
I remember
cool.
that, yeah.
With Roy out of commission right now, what's going on with Roy? I mean,
Pretty much. I do remember when, Diggs and Felicity work on Roy, and then Diggs thinks Isabel has also been given the miracle. I mean, it was Very brief.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool how they give us a little Roy and then a lot of Roy. A little Roy and then a lot of Roy.
But man,
I kind of like that.
Because
then, you know, later on it would become, if he was on too much, it would become pretty much, what would we call him? He's not Arrow yet. Yeah, the Miracle. The Miracle. Miracle. Instead of the Arrow,
you're
he's
awesome.
The Miracle.
Yeah, or like the Red Arrow or something like
the
that.
The Red. Yeah, but remember he still can't shoot a straight arrow yet. I'm
yeah,
like, he's going to take a while. Does that mean, okay, because remember, Oliver was on the island for 5 years. He always reminds us at the opening of the show. Do you think it's going to take 5 years for Roy to learn how to shoot an arrow?
Well, now he's like, you put on a funny joke there, Jesus. I mean,
right? Five long.
So
we have to wait. Season five, Roy finally shoots a straight arrow.
He just started his training in season two. And I still think in season three, he's going to wear the red arrow tights. And Thea is going to become Speedy or somehow under Malcolm's control.
Yeah. Also, did you notice a phone call from Walter to Thea?
Yep. And he showed her the picture of her and Roy.
Yeah. And why do you think that, you know, she didn't answer at that moment?
Because she's just very sad right now. Oliver's not telling her anything.
Yeah.
She's just very in a sad place, which I just can't wait to see that moment when Thea comes face-to-face with her father. I wonder if he's going to slap him in the face.
And then
face.
Do you think she'll go into training?
Well, she can be the new
with the Dark Archer?
Maybe. I just keep having all these theories in my head. This whole season,
and then it'll be brother against sister.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Oh, wait, I missed my cue.
Everyone.
And then it will become brother and sister. There you
I think
go.
You're the caller this week, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I called in, like, every single night because I
do, you are the man, and that's why. Did you get my Twitter message?
No, but I did email you. I did email you my size, and
okay.
I would like a red shirt. But
okay, yeah, but check your Twitter message, and it has a special email you have to send it to.
Okay, cool. I will. But
okay,
also
cool.
At the memorial service, Melissa T. Smoke, with her hair pulled down like that and the glasses, she is
I mean, really, any way she's dressed, we're talking about right now Miss Felicity Smoke, played by who?
Emily Brett Richards. Does that mean she's married, Jesus, with the last name?
I don't know.
Richard?
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard anything like that.
She's my type, though. Jesus.
There you go. Yeah, and
she's got that
so
computer.
Far, anything she wears, she kind of has a little spin to it. It's not like, you know,
And some of the funky lines she made in season one, recently just watching season one, man, I just love her lines every time she comes up to Walter. And one thing that made me think, Jesus, is what if Walter has a secret? What if he has special powers?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
It's just in my mind. Like, after that episode where she died and Walter realized he loved her so much when they were married, what if he can have abilities that can defeat Slade?
Oh, that's
good. What if he's really Jon Stewart?
Oh, my God. That would be so awesome. Can you imagine a cameo from Jon Stewart?
Yep, but
do
this
you think Biggs
just hit it
is going to get a kind of a new identity in the next season? Kind of a, you know, if everybody's suiting up, he can't just be in a normal suit.
No, we need to see his Green Lantern, and I finally finished up Justice League War today. Great movie. Oh, very cool
stupendous.
Movie.
Stupendous.
The DC animated feature is doing very well.
Yeah, the only lack of it is the Arrow.
I know. They should have put... I just love this show so much, Jesus. I mean, the whole episode, like that scene where you see Dick putting bombs all over the place where they were... The prisoners were about to take over, and then Sebastian is about to put on the further blood mask, and then he does that voiceover.
Right.
It was just so crazy. All the prisoners surrounding Oliver. And I guess that wasn't Slade he was fighting. It was somebody else. I thought he
was Slade.
Yeah,
it was. Let's see. All right, so Matt, tell me, what was your favorite scene in last night's episode, City of Blood? Which one would it be?
Oh, man, the whole episode was just amazing, but I would have to say the scene, like the ending. Like, I can't believe we got all that heavy action ending with all the prisoners coming up towards them and the way it ended. It just shows Arrow. At the end, like, you don't know what's going to happen when it opens up next week.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys, but I have to play it one more time. It totally left us on the cliffhanger.
Yep. This show is just, like, ever since season one, like, it did start kind of slow, but now it's season two. It's just been really expanding the DC shows, and I can't wait to see what Gotham's going to do, because I did just read something about Gotham, Jesus, that we're going to get a younger version of the Joker before he becomes the Joker.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
It's kind of
different. I'm definitely looking forward to Gotham, of course, another DC property. No, you're the one.
I'm like your co-host tonight, which is so freaking awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
Even or even Tom would call in, because I haven't ever before had a chance to talk with you one-on-one. It's just been so awesome tonight.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
If only I can come to Comic-Con one day. It's always been a dream to go to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, you have to at least go once, at least.
I try. I used to live in California, but I live all the way up here in Fort Myers, Florida. But, it was just such a great episode. I can't believe, of all people, Sebastian shows up at the funeral. And,
yeah.
I mean, like, the after party after the funeral. And Isabel shows up.
Isabel,
why the hell would she show up at the funeral? And, like, I love the scene when they were trying to find Oliver because he wasn't there at the funeral. They go to Amanda Waller.
Oh,
that
yes. When Diggs and Felicity, they meet with Amanda?
Yeah. But I'm
that
pretty
was,
sure
I think that was.
Go...
You know, I'm a big fan of Amanda Waller. I mean, in any variations, like from the Green Lantern, it was really cool to see her in that movie. And then also in
Smallville. She did
in
Smallville.
Smallville. Yeah. When Checkmate, that episode was so freaking awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll stop
I'm at
there.
The episode Apocalypse right now.
Oh, okay.
Season 7.
And then also in the comic book. Just like she's – and it's funny. I recently bought a DC comic encyclopedia. Kind of like tells you the origins of all their DC characters. And it had Amanda Waller. And it said – and a little side footnote, it said – reason mainly, how can I put this? The cellmates make up a nickname for her, the Wall, because she's the size of the wall. She's is supposed to be a heavy lady, and I think that's where they got. I mean, it's from the DC comics, so I'm assuming they have that intention. So when you see a thinner frame version of Amanda Waller, now you know why a lot of the fanboys are like, "What?" I'm like, "No, she's supposed to be a big lady to stop to kind of put
Pam
the wall
Greer
against the enemy."
And Pam Grier great with Checkmate. Do you think they're going to do like Cadmus Labs eventually on Arrow, since it's her role in the DC universe?
Oh,
like
that would be cool.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
And everything in this Justice League, because I'm a big fan of the Justice League cartoons, like back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure everyone is. Yeah, anybody that's a fan of Arrow or Smallville, I'm sure they saw that.
For a minute. Today, when I was watching Justice League War, when Barry Allen swooped in, like on the Flash show, Jesus, really want to see him do his arm powers type thing. Like the way he moved his arms.
That
guy.
Yeah, I wonder. See, that's the big test. How are they going to execute his supersonic speed?
And
you know,
is it going to be
like a fast-forward thing? Is it going to be like how they did in Smallville, kind of like a slow-motion type of deal, but everything's running fast in the back? Huh. How do you think they're going to pull that off?
Nowadays, with these movies and shows, with these added special effects with CGI and everything, I so hope it's going to be something like we haven't seen before ever in a superhero show. I think it's time to see a show with superpowers.
It's time. Yeah, we waited long enough.
Since Smallville, yeah.
Exactly. All right, so now we are opening the floor to you, Matt, since you're our co-host tonight. Anything or everything you want to talk about, Arrow or Green Arrow, anything you want to bring up?
Well, I just have to say this podcast tonight has been so buzzing of fun. If Stephen A. Mill is listening or any of you guys are listening, you can tweet me at SuperHav. And Arrow is probably the best show ever since I watched it in season one. I so can't wait for next week's. And Jesus, didn't Stephen A. Mill voice Green Arrow in the Injustice game?
Yeah, in the Injustice game for Xbox and PS3. Yeah, he voiced it. And then also, since you did bring up Justice League, I think, did Michael Rosenbaum voice The Flash again? Because I know he's done it in the previous one.
Justice League War? No, I got to look that up because I did watch the rest of it today. And boy, Darkseid looked pretty crazy and the blood on...
Yeah. I think we're ready for a Justice League movie. After seeing that.
Go on YouTube after Smallville Talk and type in how it should have ended. Lego movie, and it's all about Superman and Batman in Lego form in the this cafe. Have you seen those before?
No.
How it should have ended. No?
Okay. No, I've never seen it.
It's on YouTube. Just type in Fish, and they got one for Man of Steel. They got one for Trailer of Steel, and they got one for The Dark Knight. It's like these very funny animated shorts. And at the end, Batman goes, "Because I'm Batman." It's very funny.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, Will Arnett did a really good job doing the voice of Batman on the Lego movie.
Lego movie, yeah.
All right, so I just wanted to reiterate, I went to WonderCon a couple weeks ago, back on Easter weekend, and I'm looking at a lot of the Arrow cosplays that went on there. So if you're a listener and you're a cosplayer and you dressed up as Oliver Queen, send us a photo over at webmaster@arrowtalk.com. Again, that's webmaster@arrowtalk.com. I mean Green Arrow. Talk.com.
Did you by any chance see my picture?
No, not yet. I'll check it out. But Matt, are about to wrap up the show. Thank you so much, sir, for calling in to Arrow Talk. We will be back next week on Wednesday nights. I'm moving it now to Wednesday nights. Right after Arrow, we're going to be talking about that episode. So that same night, we're going to be doing the podcasting. Yeah, because I can't wait. We're close to the ending. So, Matt, give us your shout-out, sir.
Awesome podcast. Well, Joe from Krypton, Mary Beth, Chris from Kandor. Don't know where you guys are. You're probably on the island right now. Just kidding.
There you go.
Peace out, guys. I'll be on the next podcast. Bye.
You've been listening to the Arrow Talk podcast. We will be back next Wednesday. Please check out our previous podcast, and we'll talk to you then. All right. Bye.